Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your hosts, Jammin' James Riley, the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hey everyone, I'm Jammin' James Riley, and you're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, we have a new segment called Surf's Up, Beth's Beach Boys Break, with Beth Riley, who has a great tune from the Beach Boys, of course. We'll load in the time machine and go back to the week ending December the 29th, 1962, to hear a few of the songs on the chart at that time. We'll drop a coin in the Jammin' James jukebox to hear our selection of the week. We'll give you some clues on what song that is throughout the show. Plus, we have a new tune from Christian Love, tracks from The Explorers Club, Jan and Dean, Dick Dale, The Monkees, Lucky 757, The Memphians, The Challengers, and a whole lot more. Let's kick it off with a track recorded last year with each of the members recording their parts at their respective homes. Low Straitjackets and the tune Space Junket.
Hi, this is Eddie Angel of Low Straitjackets. Keep it tuned here to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
Thank you.
Hula Girls and Jungle Girl from the self-titled High Tide Recordings release. Our Jam and James jukebox selection is coming up later in the show, but here's a hint. It's the B-side to a hugely popular tune from a hugely popular instrumental band, but it wasn't the original B-side to the first pressings. Up next, a tune you're hearing here first, brand new from Christian Love. He's been touring with the Beach Boys off and on in recent years. Of course, his dad is Mike Love of the Beach Boys. The Christian has been recording some great tunes, including this one called Unconditionally.
Hi, this is Christian Love, and you are listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley. She said, I was just walking by, holding you in my mind. I noticed the sadness, so I try to identify. Know you wanna cry, but sometimes you gotta let it go in life. And you only give up if there's no way to beat it. There's no sense in what you feel when you feel it. She said she only gives love if you feed her, but I don't believe her. So give me your love unconditionally. And if you're holding the drug, please don't keep it from me. So give me your love unconditionally. And if you're holding the drug, please don't keep it from me. Give me your love. Give me your love. Your love. Give me your love. She said, I was just stopping by to say hi. I noticed sadness, so I try to identify. Know you wanna cry, but sometimes you gotta let it go in life. And you only give up if there's no way to beat it. There's no sense in what you feel when you feel it. She said she only gives love if you feed her, but I don't believe her. So give me your love unconditionally. And if you're holding the drug, please don't keep it from me. So give me your love unconditionally. And if you're holding the drug, please don't keep it from me. Give me your love. Give me your love. Your love. Give me your love. So give me your love. Give me your unconditionally. And if you're holding the drug, please don't keep it from me. So give me your love. Give me your unconditionally. And if you're holding the drug, don't keep it from me. So give me your love unconditionally. And if you're holding the drug, please don't keep it from me. So give me your love unconditionally. And if you're holding the drug, please don't keep it from me. Give me your love. Give me your love. Your love. Give me your love. Thank you.
Heat wave and going out over the radio waves right here on Catching a Wave. We just heard I Live for the Sun by The Sun Rays, managed by Murray Wilson, who started managing the group after he was fired from managing the Beach Boys. Before that was the Memphians, led by Dale Watson on guitar. Also features, among others, Mario Monteroso on guitar as well. Recorded in Dale's Memphis, Tennessee basement studio called Watt Sun. Definitely looks like you just stepped back to about 1954 Sun Studios there. It's pretty amazing. Our Jammin' James jukebox is coming up later. Now another hint about who the band is. They recorded over 3,000 songs. We'll give you some more info later, too. Right now, let's hear from Lucky757 coming to us from Virginia, a track off their 2018 surf instrumental release called Lonesome Lagoon. This is Monsta.
Thank you. Hey, this is Jason Brewer from the Explorers Club, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I want to be your friend. Because a friend would never doubt you or ever put you uptight. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh, I wonder what she's doing tonight. I we were so close, but we should have been closer. And it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her, 'cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Oh, come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for a spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight.
Could be anything I'd want to be, and as the world kept turning, I'm feeling a hope and a yearning. Now it's here, there's no looking back. Our life is now, and we're right on track. Shout to the sky, we can finally say it's a brand new. They say that time is on our side. A few good years left inside. So how about we go for a ride on the highway, driving by the seaside. With each new day, life keeps churning. Something inside me was a burn.
Thank you.
The Cherry Drops and the tune Brand New Day from their 2018 release Good to the Last Drop. We also heard the Explorers Club, another band always putting out stellar music. I Wonder What She's Doing Tonight was the name of that one from their 2020 release To Sing and Be Born Again. That was a cover of Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart tune. Now it's time to hit the waves with Beth Riley.
Surf's up and down.
Time for Surf's Up, Beth's Beach Boys Break.
Surf's Up, I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys Break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This one is from their 1972 album, Carl and the Passions, So Tough. It was written by Brian Wilson and Jack Riley. It peaked at number 29 on the official Netherlands Top 100 chart. This one features Carl Wilson on lead vocals, Ricky Fattar on drums, and Doug Dillard on banjo. Let's catch the party wave with You Need a Mess of Help to Stand Alone. This has been Surf's Up, Best Beach Boys Break on Catching a Wave.
Soil for my grass will grow. I need some spark to make my cash. Hi, this is Dick Dale, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with my man, Jammin' James Riley. That's my daddy's name, James.
Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. We just heard Dick Dale with vocal group The Blossoms, featuring Darlene Love, the tune King of the Surf Guitar. We'll hear from The Blossoms later in the show, too, when they went by The Rebelettes. Great song there. Sure do miss Dick Dale. Hey, let's hear a track from The Monkees from their 2016 release Good Times, and an appropriate track for this show right now, You Bring the Summer, on Catching a Wave.
I'll bring the chips and the dips and root beer, even though dark purple rain clouds are near. When you come around, you bring the summer. Summer. Summer.
Hi, this is Dean Torrance, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
Get out of the sack at the break of dawn. Gas up, the truck will soon be gone. Grab your board and wax it down. They all be coming for miles around. Tell your mom in school they teach the surf is best at Malibu Beach. Down to Surfing 101. You're all in store for lots of fun. All the honeys will be there too. Three for me and two for you. You're gonna hear the tires screech when the waves move out from Malibu Beach. Jump out of your woody, you twist and shout into the surf. You paddle out, kneel on your board, get ready to ride. The sets are forming right outside. A little gas you might take until you finally figure the break.
All right, Billy.
Grab a chick that's really tough. You build a fire right on the sand. You dance and dig the rockin' band. From anywhere it's easy to reach. The sun and fun at Malibu Beach. From anywhere it's easy to reach. The sun and fun at Malibu Beach.
That's Jan and Dean from the 1964 album Ride the Wild Surf, song called Down at Malibu Beach. Album reached number 26 on the Cashbox Albums chart and number 66 on Billboard. It was the second of three albums they released that year. Now time to board the Catching a Wave time machine.
This is what makes time travel possible. The flux capacitor.
Aboard the Catching a Wave time machine, surfboards safely packed away. We're setting our destination for the week ending December 29th, 1962. We'll hear some of the songs on the Billboard Top 100, including the number one track. Coming in at number 84 is a band that would later change their name to the Rockin' Rebels to avoid confusion with Duane Eddy and the Rebels. They were initially called the Buffalo Rebels and did this song for Tom Shannon's weekend radio show on WKBW in Buffalo, New York. There were original lyrics written by Tom, but he asked the band to do an instrumental version, so they did. It was a local hit and then re-released on Swan Records 2 years later, sold a million copies. They performed on Dick Clark's American Bandstand and even were inducted into the Buffalo Music Hall of Fame in 2002. At number 84 for the week ending December the 29th, 1962, it's the Rebels and Wild Weekend.
Thank you.
You're aboard the Catching a Wave time machine. We're at our destination for the week ending December the 29th, 1962. Coming in at number 33 is a track that moved down from number 22 the week before. We mentioned them on the last song and even earlier in the show. Darlene Love and the Blossoms, known here as the Rebelettes, are backing up Rock and Roll Hall of Fame guitarist Duane Eddy and the Rebels at number 33. The week ending December 29th, 1962, it's Duane Eddy and the Rebels featuring the Rebelettes on Dance with a Guitar Man. Strapped in the Catching a Wave time machine, and we're about to hear the number one song for the week ending December 29th, 1962 on the Billboard Top 100. It was written and produced by Joe Meek for this English band. It was named after the Telstar Communications satellite. Some observed it as the first sci-fi-influenced pop song. It would also top the UK singles chart, coming in at number one for the week ending December 29th, 1962. It's The Tornadoes and Telstar.
This song is number one. Number one. Number one.
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel summer all year long, even if it's only in your mind. Time to find out what our Jammin' James jukebox selection of the week is. So let's drop a coin in that jukebox. This is from a band that recorded over 3,000 songs and over 250 albums. It was the B-side eventually to their hit song, Walk, Don't Run. And when the band initially released the single on their own Blue Horizon label, as well as the initial pressings on the Dalton Records label, the B-side was titled Home. Now, since it was selling so well, they changed the B-side to a song that they wrote to help them gain some royalties, since they didn't write Walk, Don't Run. This is The Ventures, and the tune, The McCoy, on the Jammin' James Jukebox. Thank you. That's the Revelairs and their cover of Peter Gunn from their 2001 release called High Tide. We also heard from Los Angeles-based band The Challengers and Mr. Moto from their first album in 1963 on Vault Records. Now, The Challengers came from members of the Belairs who initially had that hit, Mr. Moto. Hey, next time you're surfing the web, you can say hello to us on social media or even email us your comments and requests at catchingawaveradio@gmail.com. We love hearing your comments and requests. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.